Talk about global warming. It's 8 degrees Celsius at 1457 on the 26th of December 2012. And outside this car, the sun is low in the sky but casting long shadows. There's a great big blue sky above me. And the hills in front are full of shadows across their face. So the contours are easily visible, and it's what most would call rather beautiful. The ivy leaves are glistening with the dampness and the sunlight crashing off it. And I'm never going to remember what the weather was like, you know, in a few weeks' time. I'm leaving Ballylanders behind on this twisty country road. There are pine trees, so there are some green trees around. All the other trees are deciduous and there are no leaves on them. If I go left here, I'd go to Tipperary. I'd go off towards where Bernie Goldbach lives, off in that direction, towards Galbally, and I would eventually find my way to Cashel, but Bernie Goldbach is up in County Louth, which is in the northeast corner of the Republic of Ireland. Not of the island of Ireland, but of the Republic of Ireland. In front of me is three people walking with their back to me on the driver's side of the road. And it's lovely. One car has its headlights on and the other car doesn't. People do their own thing. It's the social behavior like the fields, really, here. Every field is distinct. A little river down there, a little stream, I suppose you'd call it a rivulet if you were into distinguishing between streams and little patches of water that are visible. There's a few birds on the wire. Plenty of puddles on the ground outside. Very few people outside. Yeah, this little drive along here is, I was kind of wondering what would other people be interested in hearing, and I think weather is something that unites us all. I see spray from the cars in front being thrown over the hedge, or over the hedge. Into the field, which is all bug water, you know. If you couldn't build in there, you couldn't do anything. It's a nature conservation area, really. I've spoken about the Irish countryside being predominantly a nature conservation area before. I mean, the absence of crops is quite striking. I see three cars, one coming towards me, two going away from me. There's been a lot of water here. Yeah, I'll just play you a little of what's on the Irish radio now. So it's just after 3 o'clock. There might be the end of news. Let's see.
Nell, Swansea Nell's made a couple of minutes here. Not much festive cheer around these parts recently. 7 defeats in a row has left the Royals bottom of the table.
So that's the main Irish radio station. Radio Telefish Éireann Radio 1, and that's broadcasting an ongoing report of a UK Premier League, English Premier League football match. I have no idea who's playing. Manchester United, get mentioned. Alex Ferguson, the manager of that team.
Ashley Williams does play today.
Oh, they're talking about Robert Van Persie, footballer who could have been killed, according to his manager, when another footballer kicked a football apparently straight at his head while he was lying on the ground. Goodness knows what was intended. Anyway, that's football on that station. Now we'll go to Today FM.
Lead up to Christmas, David Fitzsimons of Retail Excellence Ireland says one particular section of society will be busy today.
Women are big sales shoppers, so they're out obviously looking for value, and there's exceptional value there, especially in fashion and accessories. If retailers don't sell through in fashion lines, they get nothing, so they're willing to discount deep on those products.
Today FM Sport and weather next.
Zach Stevens right on the Paddy Power Facebook.
Okay, now we have a bit of advertisements, which I won't bore you with, or maybe you are interested in the adverts. Let me leave it on.
All right, but now it's Sports Week, and we've written you a carol to get you in the mood. And they're off. That was for you, Zach. Did you like it? Now give Christmas the boot and prepare yourselves for sports on the Paddy Power Facebook page.
Paddy Power is a betting organisation. You can bet on anything that moves, and perhaps even on some things that are stationary. It's online betting there, paddypower.com. Okay, if we now go to the more classical station. I thought this was a harpsichord when I heard it first. Don't know what I'm listening to. It might be a harp. Yeah, my money's on a harp. Although there are so many stringed instruments, I couldn't be sure at all. The reception will be fairly poor out here, you know. This is a fairly isolated part of the world. Now, we'll try and see if this station, which is called 4FM, now this is one that specializes in kind of rock time music, I think. I'm afraid that isn't my kind of music at all. It's terribly samey, and I'm one of these people who never really got to love the rock music or the pop music of any other generation than the one when I was a teenager myself. So now we'll go to the I think there'll be a bit of crackling on this one. This is a kind of news talk station. Oh, they're also broadcasting Manchester United. Irish people are very keen on Manchester United. I think a lot of Irish people have identified with that club over the years. Even one of the brother of the most famous person from that club ever, I suppose, Bobby Charlton, Jack Charlton, his brother, was manager of the Irish rugby team once, Irish football team, soccer team. Actually, you see, don't ever treat me as an authority on football. I used to follow a team called Spurs when I was a kid. They won the double in 1960 and 1961. Went on to win a whole lot of things in the 1960s. I could tell you all the people from the team, but I'm no longer very interested. Let's go back to Lyric FM.
But I will journey to find her. I would swim the river and climb the mountain. I would trod the crest or the heath wind blow. Her face in my heart like a star I'll carry, and it will guide me unto
I do like this kind of Irish, Scottish, Gaelic melody a lot more than I used to, but I do like it because I can imagine real people playing this in a session in a pub or somewhere like that. And I do really love live music. That's my thing. I've hit an 80 kilometer per hour speed limit now, so I can drive a little bit faster than before. So yes, so that's it. I'm driving now into the sun. The sun is coming through cloud now, and there's a very great golden sheen through the windscreen in front of me. So there we are. Look, little excerpt from the journey from Limerick back to Cork before moving on to the next adventure.